Title of our lesson this morning is to submit to God. Obviously, if we look at this passage, you're going to see a bunch of things that I think are convicting in our lives. But those things typically are only convicting in our lives when we kneel at the cross, when we submit to God. And I don't know about you, but I'm too busy sometimes to submit to God. I got more important things to do than think about what God wants for me to do today. My agenda in my life is what I want to do, what I think needs to be done every day. But when I submit to God in my life, hope this is, relevant to you wonderful folks, but when I submit to God in my life, all my thoughts and my desires begin to be clear. I become more focused. I become more at peace. I become more confident. And who would ever thought that submitting to God would enable us to be the best people that we could be, to glorify God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Do we take time each and every day of our lives to kneel at the cross, to submit to God? Our lesson this morning was brought about by just conversation that Brother Brad and I had. Again, where do you get your lessons from? Brothers, sisters in Christ, people of the world, things that happened in my life. Submit to God, it sounds simple, doesn't it? But it's not. It's not, folks. Because just like in our passage this morning, submit to God, therefore submit to God, and resist the devil. Folks, you know what the devil wants us to believe? The devil wants us to believe that we can only do part of God's truth. The devil wants us to believe that we can follow Jesus just as it fits our hearts, whatever feels good. The devil wants us to pick and choose what I'm going to follow and how much I'm going to submit to God today. The devil says, look around and see if you're doing something a little better than somebody else. Judge your brother. That's what the devil says. And God pleads with us to resist the devil and submit ourselves to God. Do you want? That's the big question for us in our lives. Do we want to submit to God? Or do we like to play a little bit with the devil? I want to be the devil's advocate, we say. We don't recognize that, but a lot of times daily in our lives, we are the devil's advocate because we aren't fully submitting to God. Because we do want to be double-minded. We want to dabble in sin a little bit. Secret sins. That song that we just sung. You want to submit to God? You have secret sins in your life. You pray. You submit to God to remove those things. To have the power to say no in your life. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, this passage says. But look at that. Submit to God. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands. Purify your hearts. Fall on your knees. Lament and mourn and weep. Don't joke about things of God. It's very serious to submit to God wholly and completely. Folks, it's very serious. There's a lot of folks in our lives and in our world that think they're fully submitted to God and are not. Why does someone not want to follow Jesus' words when he says, he that believeth and is baptized will be saved? Submit to God. You only submit to half of it or full of it? You only want half of salvation? You only want half of eternity? No. What happens if you got the winning lottery ticket for, somebody went to a lotto last night? 400 and some odd million dollars, and you rip it in half, and you give half to somebody else, and you keep half, because that's enough for you. That's what we do with submitting to God. We only want to submit half. It's just enough for us. But God says that is not enough. It is not enough. I want all your might, all your mind, all your heart, all your soul. And I began, look at this passage, and I read through all those things. And then guess what? Half of this passage, folks, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 16. Okay, that's better than the guys can count the commentators on TV last night. Point spreads, but anyways. 6 verses, about half of them, folks. Half of them talk about how we talk about each other. Didn't say talk about the politicians. Didn't say talk about your boss. It says your brother, your sister. Children of the Most High God. And then it says, who are you to judge another? Folks, I pray for us and I ask us to pray for each other. That when we want to be a lawgiver and we want to judge one another, that we submit to God. That we fall on our knees and repent. That means to change. Quit doing that. As I mentioned in the beginning of the lesson, we're so busy. I'm so busy in life. I've been blessed beyond measure with all. I'm not going to be able to do all the things I want to do. It'd be nice for me to golf on Monday all day, to fish on Tuesday, to hunt on Wednesday, to play guitars and sit around and sing on Thursday, Friday go racing, Saturday go racing, Sunday go to worship service. I'd love that. To me, that'd be, you know, heaven on earth, so to speak. That's not going to happen. I'm just not going to be able to do all the things I want to do in this life. I can submit to God, though, fully, no matter what happens. No matter how many hours I got to work for the week, or which boss I'm working for, or what somebody says to me, or how I feel physically or emotionally, we can submit to God. In Psalms 81, it is written, hear, O my people, and I will admonish you, O Israel, if you will listen to me. There shall be no foreign god among you, nor shall you worship any foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not heed my voice. And Israel would have none of me. So I gave them over to their own stubborn heart, to walk in their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord would pretend submission to him. But their fate would endure forever. He would have fed them also with the finest of wheat. Pretend submission. You ever thought about that? We're talking about submitting to God today. And David, or the writer of the psalm, says, the haters of the Lord would pretend submission. I'm going to pretend to submit to God. I'm going to give a good appearance. I'm going to pick and choose what I want to do. I'm going to pick and choose what of God's holy word of love fits me in my life. When you do that, you pretend to submit to God. We pretend to submit to God. And that's very dangerous, folks, because you look at here. You walk in your own counsel, stubborn heart. Now, if I was to ask us, if any of us are stubborn, I wondered, you know, who would admit to being that, okay? Some of us would say yes, some of us would say no, but let me ask you this. How many of us in our lives have children or grandchildren that are stubborn? And all of us would say absolutely. Absolutely. At some point in time,
Our children have resisted our counsel. Our grandchildren have resisted our counsel. And it's true with us in submitting to God. We resist His counsel. We resist His holy word of truth. Sometimes in our lives, it is dangerous, but we do it. We pretend submission to Him. I plead with us this morning to look at this verse and recognize that sometimes we do this and we ought not. To me, it was a revelation, so to speak, you know, an awareness, whatever you want to say, to say, you know what? There are times in my life I do that. I mentioned some of those this morning at the beginning of the lesson.
And even worse, folks, the people that do pretend that you have a false sense of salvation, a false sense of confidence. And there's nothing better, okay, than having assurance, blessed assurance, a full confidence that you have fully submitted, not just to pretend. Folks, it's a terrible thing to pretend to be a Christian. It just is. It's even worse to believe and think that you're a Christian, but you haven't fully submitted to God. You're really just pretending. And you don't even know it. And there's people in our lives that do that, folks. And we need to be in confidence and help them recognize. You need to submit to the Lord. I thought about this. Brother Brad and I were talking about it. I was talking about somebody I was talking with, studying and reasoning with from God's holy word in the last week. I said, you know what? They just don't want to submit to God. They want to have their cake and eat it too. Outside of the kingdom of heaven. You can have your cake and eat it too inside the kingdom of heaven, but not outside and inside. Ephesians chapter 5, it is written, seeing that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. I looked at some passage, obviously, that have to do with submit and submitting, and I thought about this. I don't know about you, you know. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. We talked about submitting to one another a little bit here in a week or so ago when we studied the Bible a little bit, didn't we, Doug? About marriage relationships. If I was to ask you, and if you looked around the room and said, have you submitted to somebody in here? You know? Don, have you submitted to Judy today? Don, I'm going to use myself, and that way I don't offend anybody, okay? But I want you to use this, you know. Don, have you submitted to Bonnie today? Don, have you submitted to Bob today? Now, what does that mean? Does that mean they get to boss me around, tell me what to do? No. And you want to be part of the fellowship, part of the body of Christ. You want to represent the kingdom of heaven and be an example to one another. I give my life for you guys. That's tough to say, folks, because I have selfish nature. You just ask my wife. She wants to say amen, but you're not. I can see it on her. Folks, submit to one another. Spend time with one another. Talk about your struggles with one another. Talk about the difference God's made in your lives. Tell somebody you can't live without Jesus. Tell somebody you've submitted your life to Christ. When somebody says something that's not scripturally correct, remember these passages we're looking at. And said, have you truly submitted your life to Christ? Are you really submitting to God? I can get louder than you. I'm just jesting. That's my grandson, so I can do that. Use these passages, folks, to share your faith. And when someone says, well, I don't believe that, go to God's Word. Recognize they have not submitted to the will of God, the will of Jesus, if Jesus is their Lord and Savior. Okay? There's a lot of people that the church is their Lord and Savior. Their faith is their Lord and Savior. What they feel is their Lord and Savior. Their emotionalness is their Lord and Savior. But I say, only Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior. He only has the power to save us from our sins. All my tears and all my roars cannot save me from my sins. Only the blood of Christ. Only submitting to the will of God. And I use that as an example for us as we reason with those people around us about our faith and with Jesus. And recognize when they don't receive the truth, they're struggling with submitting. And when we don't receive the truth in our lives, we're struggling with submitting to the will of the Father, to the will of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. In Romans chapter 10, it is written, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, and not according to knowledge, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Have not submitted to the righteousness of God. They seek to establish their own righteousness. Folks, we need to make sure we don't become as they. That's why we're gathered here this morning, to remind ourselves of our Lord and Savior and what He did for us, that our sins are washed away, that we look at God's holy book of love that directs our minds and helps us to submit to Him and to know what to submit to. Not according to knowledge, right? They have a zeal for God. They have emotions. They have spiritualness about them. They have goodness about them. They have righteousness and fairness about them. But it's established in their own righteousness. They have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Very important, folks, to submit completely and wholly. Not partially. Not a false submittal. For Christ is the end of the law of righteousness to everyone who believes. Have we this morning submitted to the righteousness of God? Have we knelt at the cross of Jesus, cross of Christ, and said, your way, not my way. Your way, not my way. Because I don't know about you, how many of you get to say, my way or the highway, right? We're used to that. That's the world. God says, please submit to me. Please understand my ways are righteousness. Submit to my righteousness. Totally and completely. Submit to God this morning if you haven't. Listen to me. Part of the verse we didn't touch base on. God says, listen to me. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. And submit to the righteousness of God. Folks, if you haven't fully submitted to God, we plead with you to do that this morning. If you haven't begun your walk with Christ and submitted to Jesus and made Him the Lord and Savior of your life and had your sins washed away in the waters of baptism, we plead with you to do that this morning. as we stand and sing a selected song.
Come to Jesus.